This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. 5 months after the Bush administration described the conflict in Darfur as genocide and urged the United Nations to investigate, the UN has come out with its report. A UN panel did not label Darfur a genocide, but said crimes there must be prosecuted. The question is how and where. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, that's becoming a new source of conflict between the U.S. and the UN.
The UN-appointed panel says it found no evidence of genocidal intent, but it did catalog crimes against humanity perpetrated by the Sudanese government, so-called Janjaweed militias, and rebels in Darfur. The State Department's ambassador-at-large for war crimes, Pierre Prosper, said while the panel members did not go as far as the U.S., they did back up much of what the U.S. has been saying.
They cite that over 2,000 villages were destroyed, that an ethnic group has been attacked, mass killings, mass rapes, 2.5 million people displaced. In addition, the commission in its report says that in some instances, individuals, including government officials, may commit acts with genocidal intent. And they say that it is for a court of law to determine their responsibility.
The debate now emerging in the UN Security Council is where to try such cases. The UN panel, which kept the names of suspects under seal, strongly recommended the Hague-based International Criminal Court, which puts the Bush administration in a bind.
Our position regarding the ICC is clear, and we don't want to be a party to an effort that's designed to legitimize the court.
Ambassador Prosper, who worked on the Rwanda Tribunal in Tanzania before joining the State Department, is calling for an African solution. He proposed a joint UN-African Union tribunal, building on the infrastructure already in place for the Rwanda trials.
In pursuing accountability, it's important that the Africans play a fundamental role. And by having this hybrid United Nations AU tribunal created, they will be able to have a voice and a say in the pursuit of justice.
Supporters of the ICC argue that ad hoc tribunals always take too long to get started. Kenneth Roth, executive director of Human Rights Watch, says the ICC is ready to act quickly, and that sends a powerful message.
And I can say from my personal visit to Khartoum recently that the leadership of the Sudanese government is terrified of the prospect of prosecution by the International Criminal Court. These are quite sophisticated people. They are people who have many Western ties. And the last thing that they want to do is to spend their dying days in the Sudanese desert dodging an arrest warrant from the International Criminal Court.
Many U.S. allies in Europe and members of the U.N. Security Council have made similar arguments for the ICC. But the Bush administration is under little pressure at home. Republican Senator Sam Brownback, who has long sought more urgent action on Darfur, argues the trials are not the priority.
That needs to take place, but what we've really got to do now is stop the killing and dying on the ground. You could have a case that would go on for several years as the Rwandan case and investigations continue, and then death continues on the ground. That's why the interdiction now by the African Union troops and the expansion of the mission and increased aid workers in instead of being run out has to take place now.
At a joint news conference today, Brownback and Congressman Frank Wolf called for more U.S. logistical support for African Union monitors in Darfur, and they blasted the U.N. Security Council for passing weak resolutions that have done little to stop the ongoing violence. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.